Good day, Glenridge Church. Hope everyone is doing well. This is Nick Ronarigali speaking, and I'll be sharing today's devotion, which will be titled, The Sacrifice. Over the past few days, I've just been having this word in my heart about sacrifice and what the sacrifice means to me as an individual. And I just thought that maybe others could relate and just have a thought about what does sacrifice really mean in terms of a biblical sense, also in a personal sense, as a way that we live our lives and just how we go about doing sacrifices in our day-to-day lives as well. In the Bible, there are many stories that one can look to and read about sacrifice, and just the different stories in the Bible that show signs and that show how people did sacrifices for certain things and for certain rituals. The two stories that I will be talking about that address sacrifice is one about the parable of the hidden treasure, and also one that talks about the Holy of Holies. The parable of the hidden treasure talks about a man who was farming one day, and he randomly stumbled upon some sort of treasure in the ground that in his farm. And long story short, he decided to give up everything he had at home to buy this piece of land, because he knew that by faith, what he found would probably be more. And so he gave up everything he had, and with the money that he had made from selling his possessions at home, he ended up buying the land. And after buying the land, he kept on digging, and he ended up finding more of the treasure. And this shows that he was willing to sacrifice a lot of his home and personal possessions, because he felt that what's in the house is probably not more or not as precious or valuable than what I'm digging in the ground. So therefore, by faith, he chose that he would rather sell possessions and personal items at home and use that money to buy this land that has some valuable treasure underneath. And then afterwards, whatever he finds in the land will be able to buy more than what he had. So this is just a story that I felt had some sense of sacrifice attached to it, where losing a possession to gain something, but by faith in doing that decision. For the next story, which is in the Old Testament, it talks about the priest and when they used to visit the Holy of Holies. When the priests used to visit the Holy of Holies in the Old Testament, they would have to have some sort of a sacrifice, whether it's blood or life. And it just makes me think about how God made the ultimate sacrifice. He sacrificed his son, Jesus, so we could enter the Holy of Holies without having to sacrifice much. So friends, just as a bit of a takeaway, what does sacrifice look like to you? Whether it's in a personal sense or a biblical sense. And what are we willing to sacrifice so we can draw closer to God? Because we can sometimes find that there are things or people that sort of hold us back from entering the Holy of Holies or the presence of God. So it's sometimes good to decide, you know what? I am willing to sacrifice A, B, or C so that I can draw near and closer to God.